The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Zvachim Daf Kuf Gimel. We have a continuing discussion of the reason why Aaron and Bonav didn't eat from the carbon. Moshe Rabbeinu was Dorash Dorish Moshe. Might add B'derech Remez. The Bali Mesoiris add Dorash Dorish to Nevi Chumash that's Chatzi Tevois Bateru. That halfway point of Torah, this is on one side, and the other Dorish is on the other side. It's possible that there's really two Chalakim of Torah. There's Torah Shebal Peh, Torah Shebichsav. Torah Shebichsav is Ki'ilu, the Chelik of the Torah, the way it's given over, the Mekablim. Those that hear Torah, learn Torah, absorb Torah, Mechadish in Torah, that's Torah Shebaal Peh, which is symbolized in the Svar Magdashim by Moshe of Aaron. Over here, Aaron was found correct in his analysis. Moshe Rabbeinu was Hoydev Alei Moshe, the Gemara tells us. So in this discussion, the Dorash Moshe, when Moshe was interrogating Aaron HaKohen, and there's a relationship vis-a-vis Moshe with what Aaron was Mechadish, that's the place where the Torah is divided up into two, the relationship of Moshe of Aaron. Maybe Al Derech Remez. In any case, well, what's mavur in the Gemara by us is that if the reason wasn't al tzaninus, the Gemara says the reason why they didn't eat the carbon balayla was because of tuma. The basa was mekabel tuma. That seems to be a straightforward fact in the Gemara. If that's the reason, that the basa chatos kachi gadashim can be mekabel tuma. How is basa kachi gadashim mekabel tuma is not so poshut. That's an inyan that's worth exploring a little bit. The famous discussion that starts with a ketzoyis in Simin Achosh Mishpa Simin Tovov, and it's a discussion that's had by Reb Chaim Moiz and Achiez and Oinig Yomtiv. Let's go backwards a few steps. In order for something to be Mekabel Tumah, in order for Eichel to be Mekabel Tumah, it has to be Mekabel Hechsher, it has to be touched by liquid of the Sheva Mashkin. Yad Shoch Adam. One of them is Mayim, one of them is Dam. But one of those mashkin have to touch either the produce or the basar in order to render it roi lekabel tumah. Now, there's a machloikis that hechsher lekabel tumah has to be bidas. Gemara in the beginning of Eilu Metzius even talks about Yishalei Bidas in that context. If he would know better, he'd be happy. Ki itan, ki yutan, where the mayim is on, the mayim and the towels on the peris that was the produce that's in the field. And who has to be maskim? Who has to know about the mashke being, the mashkim being on the peris, being makshu the peris? It certainly needs das odom. The chiddush of the Rashi, Chulda Flamin Aleph Amid Beis, is that it needs das of whoever puts it there. It does not need das nor of bailim. The Rambam in Hilchas Tumas Eichel Perikud Beis says that the hechsher needs rotzna bailim dafka. Lamashul, give an example. A kli is mekabel tuma. When it's a kli, when is something a kli? It's pretty straightforward. A fork is mekabel tuma. You can have a piece of metal. And let's say somebody decides to use a flat piece of metal as a knife. It doesn't turn into a knife. It's not a kli. You can use it for something. When does it become a kli? That's roi l'shimush, that's mekabel tumah. Only when there's gemar das. When is the gemar das? Whenever the bailim decides. That's what he wants to use it for. That clearly is something that has to be the das of the bailim. Not somebody who picked up a piece of metal. I pick up a piece of metal that belongs to somebody else. I decide to use it for a certain use. It does not have a shame of a kli. I cannot turn his piece of metal into a knife just by the fact that I decide to use it as a knife. Only the bailim could do that. The Rashba says that that's only true over there. That's not, has nothing to do with the hechsher, hechsher pri. The water has to touch it. That's totally in anybody. It has to be midas. That's anybody's ask. The Rambam says no. And we'll see him it's Hashem that it's gebait on the same idea. The idea the chinuch says that the idea of hechsher peiros is that that's when the pri is fully formed, is when it's huksha idemayim, so really needs das abayla. Now, in chulun daf lamed vovim and beis, in the discussion over there about a behema shenitmo, and the question is, how does the boss of the behema become nitmo? We're talking about a carbon over there. The Gemara makes an akimta over there. We're talking about a behema shlomim that was over banor. You saturated with water in order to make the skin easier to work with after the carbon was shechted, in order to make it easier to take off the skin and to process the basar, to prepare it lahaktaru ulachila. But that's what the Gemara says over there. There was huksha the behema shlom. Now, according to the Rambam, you need the bailim to be makshirit. You need the rots of the bailim. Who exactly is the behema of shlomim? Says the Ktzois in Simen Tovov, that's a raya that the Stam Sugya is going with Rabbi Yossi that holds the Karban Shlomim, Mom, and Bailim. A whole discussion in the Gemara where the Karban Shlomim is Mom and Bailim. Tanakama wants to argue, and he says that Karban Shlomim, since it's Bakaydish, there's Me'ilo, It's Bakaydish, it's not owned by the owner, the one who's being the Karban. Rabbi Yossi says not that way. Karban Shlomim, Mom, and Bailim. Says that the sugya over there has to be owned to Rabbi Yossi, since it's Mom and Bailim, he is the owner, he's the one who produces the heksher, his rotzen produces the heksher in order to make it roi l'kabel tumah. That's the ktois. Freg in Rabbi Seinu Achiez and Nainim Yomtiv, that he have a Gemara by us that talks about Bosa Kotcha Gadoshim, Karben Chatos being Mekabel Tumah, Karben Chatos certainly is not Mom and Bailim, the only discussion was Karben Shlomim. How does it fit with the ktois's approach? So Reb Chaim Oizer, because of this, argues on the Ktois, and he says that the whole assumption of the Ktois, that according to the Rambam, you need Rotzna Bailim, is not true. It's not that you need Rotzna Bailim. It's that if the Bailim are against the Heksher, then it doesn't become Hukshul Kabal Tumah. What happens if there is no Bailim? So it needs Heksher. Anyway, as long as the water is on it, and there's rots in Adam, you don't need Bailim. You need Nichus the Bailim, that the Bailim shouldn't be against it. So Mela, by Karma Chatas, we're talking about there's no Bailim against it. There's no Bailim. By Karma Shlomim, over there, there's a Bailim. You don't have to say it according to Rabbi Yossi. Because if you'd say according to Tanakam, then by Karma Shlomim, also you wouldn't need rots in Bailim. That's how Reb Chaim Oizer argues on the Ktzois. Lemaisa the Stipler, in Krisus answers, that you don't need monetary bailus on a carbon. It says that the shame bala carbon, every carbon is, Reb Chaim and the Rizkurov talk about this extensively, every carbon has two dinim of who's the bala carbon. There's the bala carbon in terms of monetary bailus, and that's the discussion of Yossi, Karben Shlomim, Mom and Bailim, is the Me'ila, is the Na'mila, but then there's something else. When somebody is mafish a carbon, the carbon is his carbon, it's Nikra al Shmoy, the Chatos, the Marshal. If it was hufrash for one person's aver, if somebody else brings it, shalom l'shma. It's not mechapim. The korban has in the kedusha existentially become shayich to who's the mischaper. Lamashal. Let's say by korban toido. Korban toido was brought, a person died, the korban is brought by his yarshim. The mischaper is the person who was maglish, was the dead person, the father. The one who's bringing the korban, the one who owns the korban, that then he can eat the flesh after it's shechted, of the carbon toide is the son. He brings the carbon of the father. But who's the miskaper? Who's the bala carbon? Who has the shem koidish nikra venema olov? That's the father. The father might be dead, but he's the bala carbon. So Mamela says the stipler that the shame of the bailim is enough. This koidish the kabbalah doesn't need a koidish mishpat bailim. All it needs is a bailus by koidish in order to render him to be considered the bailim legabe. Legabe the Heksher. It brings an interesting raya. Gemara Krisus Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis that talks about the machshava of a tinoik, an infant is nursing from his mother. One of the seven liquids that's machshir lekabel tumah is milk. Cholov aim is the same thing as cholov from a cow. Cholov aim is machshir. Who turned it into liquid? The Gemara says that it has it's the Gemara says when it's going into the cotton's mouth, the cotton that eats it creates that into a shame mashkin. What do you mean? He's not the owner. He's not the owner, but he's the one who it's shaykh to. The milk was put there by the Reman Shom for him. So it's shaykh to him. The bala carbon is the pshat, the carbon is shaykh to him. Does he own it? Is it registered under his name? Financially, monetarily, no, but it's shaykh to him. So, well, the heksher is shaykh to him, al tzbala karban. That's the stipler's raid. An interesting spin-off of that is a famous kasha on the Rambam. There's a discussion whether Maisa Sheni, a whole shmooze in a sugya arucho, whether Maisa Sheni is moment gavoya or not. The Rambam paskins that Maisa Sheni Moment Gavoya. Despite that, the Rambam holds that if you have an Esrig that comes from Maisa Sheni, that was bought with Maisa Sheni money, the Halach is Yotzi Dechavazin. What do you mean you can't own it? It's Moment Gavoya. The Teretz is that the ownership is financial ownership. Moment Gavoya means that the Maisa Sheni is Miyuchid Letzorche Hegdish, Letzorche Koidish. It's not owned financially. He can't use it as money. He can't use it as currency. A person who has Maisa Sheni to take to Yerushalayim cannot take an apple from that Maisa Sheni and be Mekadosh and Isha. Financially, he didn't give his money. It's not his kesef. But he's still the Maisa Sheni Shaykh to him. Why? Because he was the one who had the produce. His produce produced that Maisa Sheni. So it's shaykh to him. If it's shaykh to him, it's enough shaloi legabe the din of an esrik. The din of lochem, it'll be enough for. But it won't be his to make Maaso Matan with. It's another place where we find such a distinction. We started out with the din of Heksher Maim lekabel tum. The reason why the Rambam holds that needs Rotzna Bailim is because the process is the same thing as a Gemar Kli. This is the chinuch in Simen Kuf Samach that understands, and the definition of that is a profound idea. Produce, when it's in the field, is not mechuyev v'trum esma, it's not mekabel tum, it's not peiros, it's gedulei karka. Gedulei karka is when it's attached to the ground. At what point does it turn from gedulei karka produce into a pri, into oichel? At what point does it make that switch and it turns into something that's oichel? Oichel is mekabel tum. Oichlas din of whatever dinim there are only when it's hukshel lekabel tumah. At what point? At the point where it's mekabel tumah is when it turns into an oichel. That's when it's rinsed off, and that's by the owner. That's when you've taken it out of produce from the field and you've turned it into an oichel. Now there is another hesbed, the Ramban in Parshas Shmini, the end of Parshas Shmini, that talks about tumah v'tayra. Over there says something else. He says that when something was rinsed off, he says the liquid medium, an apple, a sheretz touches, the sheretz doesn't affiliate with the apple. If it went through heksher, water touched the fruit, so of course, the gedat varm is that since there's a liquid there, or it went through touching liquid, so then it's more, it has more the lichluch. Even though tumah l'chayra is not a physical presence, but it's what touches it sticks to it more, in a simple sense. It's hard to say over the Ramban, because we're talking about an apple that had water touching it, and then the apple was dried off. Now it's the same thing as an apple that never touched a drop of water. So the tumah sticks to it more, and tumah is a physical concept of something that sticks. So now, abazin shteit Ramban, that the water is the medium not to turn the apple from produce into a fruit, to turn the produce into oichel, but in the process, the transmission of the tumah itself, it's necessary lekabel heksher bidei mashkin. There's a raya to what the chinuch says. Tosfos Chum Daf Lamed Vav Beis brings two dugmois of something, a process that's called chibas hakodesh. Chibas hakodesh, the Gemara says that even something that wasn't hukshel lekabel tumah, but if it's in the realm of Hegdish, so then the halacha is, it does not need Heksher, Lekabel, Tumah. Now, we'll get back to our discussion in a second. We've been talking about Heksher, Tumah, Lekabel, Kodshim. So the Gemara says over there that there's two types of things that Chibas HaKodesh, the Chshivus of Hegdish, covers for the lack of a Shem Oichel. One is something that was not Hukshel, Lekabel, Tumah. One is Eitzim, Ulevoino, things that are not royal achila, wood. Pieces of wood that are not ro'ui for achila, they're not makabal tumah. The din is that if they belong to Hegdish, they are chibis hakodesh as din v'noichlo. Tais says over there, chul naflam and bavam is, what is one for the other? Over here, it's missing, it says, because of hechshul makabal tumah. Okay, the chibis hakodesh covers for that. Eitzim ulevoino existentially are not food. It's a piece of wood. Who could eat a piece of wood? And l'chor the gedat varma has to be is that the din of heksher lekabel tumah is also not roi lachila. It's not an oichel. So if chibas hakodesh takes care of that, then it takes care of that. One din. What's interesting is that the Rambam seems to hold of both hasbam, the chinuch and the Ramban, because the Rambam, holds in Perek Yud Mitumas Eichlin that the din of Chibes HaKodesh is Midirabonon. The Gemara says in this din that we just mentioned, but the Rambam says Legabe that an Eichel of Kodshim does not need Hekshel L'Kabal Tumo. It's only Dirabonon. That answers, by the way, why we had a whole discussion about the Bosor that was part of the Korban Aron and Banim, because over there we're talking about Deraisa. It's Kama Mukhech in the Sugya. That the din of Chibes HaKodesh covering for the Hekshel Mayim is only Dirabonon. Whereas the Rambam in Perek Yud Ches Psulei Amigdoshim says that Atzimu Levoina, which are Makabal Tumi, even though they're not Roy Lachila, that he says is Midoraisa. So Lachar, he would seem to hold that there's two different headings. One din is that you have to turn something into an Eichel, and on that, Chibes HaKodesh is Midoraisa, gives a Cheshivus, and that's that the problem of Atzimu Levoina is a problem of, it's not an oichel. Chibes HaKadosh takes care of that. It's oichel of the Mizbeach, as a shame oichel, it's Mekabel Tum. And that is Midoraisa. But then there's something else. A fruit that didn't have water touching it, the transmission, like we said in the Ramban, the transmission of the Tumah doesn't go over without it being a Hukshel Lekabel. What does Chibes HaKadosh have to do with that? That's a physical fact that something was moistened. It reacts differently to stimuli in the ear around it. It touches the sheretz, it reacts differently. That has to do with physical moisture. It has nothing to do with spiritual chshivus of Chibes HaKodesh. And that's why, if it's not Hukshel Lekabel Tumah, it's taka. The din of Chibes HaKodesh only midirabanan. Because the chsarin of not being Hukshel Lekabel Tumah of the Ramban, you won't cover with Chibes HaKodesh. That's just the cheshbon of that. And again, like we said, now is sugya. The reason why it's not a need in the Chibes HaKodesh is because we're talking now about the Apostle and Chumash. So we're talking Deraisa, we're not talking about the Din Derabanan. At the same time, this will also open us up to a new possibility. This, that we said that the Rambam holds you need Rotsna Bailim. And we asked the Kashal Chor by Karmel Chattas, there is no Bailim. And we discussed different proposals, different Terutzim. When do you need Rotsna Bailim? Again, we said the Rajma holds you don't need Rotsna Bailim. When did we say you need Rotsna Bailim? Can Zayin, that's only in the context of making it into a pre. That you need Bailim in order to define it as Oichel and not just as produce that you need a Bailim for. But Chibes HaKodesh Midoraisa would be enough to consider it an Oichel without that din of Mayim. And that din is Deraisa, like we said by Etzim Levoino. When would Chibes HaKodesh not cover Midoraisa for Hekshar Mayim? That's only when it was moistened that it has that Nekud of the Ramban, that the Tumah is transmitted derech the moisture that's in the ear, that's on the pre. That's true even when the moisture was not produced by the Bailim, when there was no Bailim. As long as there is moisture on it, it's Mekabel Tumah. So it comes out a new teretz to the original Kasha. This that we have by us in the sugya that would be Mekabel Tumah, Be'etzem Mitzad, the Hekshel Mekabel Tumah, the Chibes HaKodesh would have been enough, that's their Isa. But it still needs another type of Hekshel Tumah. It needs Hekshel Tumah that it was moistened in order that the Tumah should be transmitted properly. That anybody could have done it. So that you don't need an owner. So then we can ask Akasha, where's the owner? Because the only din that you need, without the Chibes HaKodesh, the only din that you need the Mayim, the moisture for, is only that it should be transmitted. That has nothing to do with the Bailam. On that, the Rambam will hold like the Rajba, despite the fact that Be'etzim in the din of Gemar Pri, he holds that you need Rotsna Bailam. That's what he's talking about when he paskins that Heksher, the Kabal Tumah, needs Rotsna Bailam. Because he's talking about that. He's talking about Legabi the Gemar Pri. A very Gishmak and Mahalo to Miyashiv, the Kasha of the G'day Le'achred.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.